Right, this month, another song which people have asked me about is Fisticuffs in Frederick Street. Right. You're starting with an open A string, which is your fifth string open. At the same time, you've got your little finger on the 14th fret of the fourth string. And then you've got twice. Then, keeping the A string open, the fifth string, put your first finger on the 11th fret of the fourth string. Back to the little finger on the 14th fret. So it's right, then moving your little finger to the third string on the same fret, the 14th fret. That's twice on that one. So it's. Then your third finger on the third fret, sorry, third string of the 13th fret. So it's. Then first finger on the 11th fret of the 3rd string. At the same time, you're playing an open 4th string. So you've got. Back to the little finger on the 14th fret of the 4th string with the 5th string open. So you've got. Two of them. So it's. To the first finger on the 11th fret, 4th string, with the 5th string open. Back to the little finger on the 14th fret with the 5th string open. So far you've got. Then your little finger goes on the same fret, the 14th, down to the 5th string, with the bottom string open. So you've got. Right. Okay, the second bit is the same as the first bit again. Twice on the 14th fret of the 4th string, then first finger on the 11th fret of the 4th string, then little finger on the 14th fret of the 5th string, back to the first finger on the 9th, 11th fret of the 4th string, and then right down to the 2nd fret where you play an A chord with your open 5th. And first finger covering the 2nd fret of the 3rd, 2nd and 4th strings. So we have. Routine of chords A, D, A, and E. I'll quickly show you what those chords are. The A is the one that I've just showed you with an open fifth. First finger on the second fret covering the fourth and third and second string. So you've got. That's dampened with your right hand. Not muted like that, but actually dampened over the bridge, which is. Then moving to a D chord, where you've got an open fourth, first finger on the second fret of the third, and third finger on the second fret of the second, and your first finger covering the first string also of the second fret. And then back to the A chord, then to an E chord, which is your first finger on the first fret of the third string, third finger on the second fret of the fourth string, second finger on the second fret of the fifth string. Now on on this particular song, I only play those three strings. But for an E chord, you can include the bottom string and the second open on the top. So, and back to the A chord. So you've got... Then back to the A, to the D, then A, then E, then A. So with a slow intro and that chord section, it's...